Just finished packing for a trip. Took me a long time because I'm going into the unknown. Or when I say unknown, I'm going into deepest, darkest Wales, which I feel like I know quite well. I used to live in Wales as a very small child, and I've been there a lot, camping, climbing, caving. But I've never been to this particular unknown, the Dew Lectures. I've been aware of them for a couple of years, but it wasn't until recently when Jemima Kish of The Guardian introduced me to David Hyatt behind the Dew Lectures. In his own words, his aim is to spread knowledge as much and as far as possible. I'm very happy to be invited to do a little bit of documenting, so I'll be taking some photos, possibly a little bit of video. You can guarantee some audio. So that's where I'm going to be for the next few days. Right, onward. It's got to be at least 4 hours. Got some podcasts to plug into my ears and the long road ahead. Wish me luck. Four and a half hours later, and I am in deepest, darkest Wales. Really nice reception. Arrived at a car park in the middle of nowhere and got picked up in a little car. Our bags were taken to our accommodation separately. My accommodation is a teepee, a 3P to be precise. It's a really nice campground. I'm in with the speakers and we have really nice, comfortable accommodation with wood-burning stove in the middle of our teepees and a kind of socialising cooking area should you need to cook. I've just been to the cutest, smallest, really nice stone pub, which is on site. Quite funny, I was asking about, what happens if I want to blog? I want to share what's going on. What kind of connection is there? Oh, there's no connection. There's no internet, there's no Wi-Fi, and there's no real mobile phone coverage. We'll arrange a car at the end of the day to take you to the internet. And I just pictured this gated, mythical place on top of a hill called the Internet. You are being taken to the Internet. The place is filling up. I've taken some photos. I've drank some beer. I've had a couple of conversations already. I'm going to get to know the people who are now amassing on my table. Dew Lectures. It's not even day one. And it feels pretty special.
You recording of that?
Yes.
Does it plug into the top?
No, it's just a spoffle on top of a microphone to stop the wind.
Okay.
Just enjoying some real ales and local brews. Great food. There is a very bright moon hanging above us right now. A lot of people have already gone to bed to their tents because at 5:30 tomorrow morning, some people are going canoeing.
I'm not. I'll be yawning.
At 7 o'clock, some people are going to yoga. I'm not. I'll be sleeping and snoring probably. And then at 9 a.m. it's breakfast for 9:30 when everything kicks off. So I should probably be calling it a night very soon. I'm going to head back into the bar very briefly, perhaps to get a soft drink. It's really quite nice. Wood smoke hanging in the air. The people that are attending the Dew Lectures are like no other attendees of any... What is this? A conference festival? Is it? How do you mix the two? Is it a festerance or a... I can't do it anyway. I can't say it's like a conference meets a festival. Really, really fascinating conversation everywhere I go. I'm going to shut up because I've obviously had more beers than I should have had already because I'm like boring myself. I'm in the bar now, as is probably obvious. What haven't I drunk?
What haven't you drunk? It's Coca-Cola, Dandelion and Birdon.
Are you
and lemonade.
Leaning me to... Yeah, all right, good point. I'll go for a soft drink. Nattering, which followed the drinking at about 2:33 a.m. sneaking back to our teepee. Somebody was already in there.
Who are you? I'm
Tom Herbert.
The other roomy green ape on Twitter. What's your Twitter name, Tom?
Tom_Herbert_.
What are you here for?
So I'm here to do a baking workshop, going to get a campfire going and get the doers of the world baking some real bread.
How are you going to manage baking bread on a campfire when everything is a little bit more rustic, shall we say.
Well, yeah, that's like a really great challenge for me as a baker, to strip away all the techiness and all of the props and knobs and buttons and levers that help us to create great bread in real life. Well, when you understand what's happening, just by using your hands and a couple of really simple ingredients, you can make really tasty bread. There's something really primal about a campfire anyway. Everyone loves it, getting around it. But if you can cook or make something quite quickly that's really tasty, and bread's great because you can rip it and share it and get everyone involved with making it, it's a great thing to do.
Back to basics. Got to agree with you. Speaking of back to basics, the primeval basics. So somebody's going to have to download a Decibel app tonight, and we're going to have a snore off.
I think I'll win.
I think you might win on the lack of rhythm. I think I tried to put people to sleep with the comforting earthquakey effect.
It certainly didn't put me to sleep. I struggled to sleep through your snoring.
What are your shoes?
Leopard skin creepers.
Everyone's got a pair of creepers,
haven't they?
No! Leopards don't creep. They run like the wind.
I'm going to have that tiger feet song stuck in my head.
Yeah. I'm dancing with tiger feet under tiger lights. What are you doing here?
I'm speaking on Friday about what I do, about design, about what I used to do and about what I'm going to do in the future, which are slightly different things, and what drives me. I'm also here to learn about bread from Tom. I am a bread idiot.
I couldn't believe it last night. It was like, oh no, I'm with bread legends and a bread legend groupie.
It was pretty embarrassing. It was pretty embarrassing, the fact that it was pitch black, and I said to Tom, hey, have you seen that programme on BBC4 with that bloke made the perfect loaf? And Tom very calmly said, yeah, that was me.
I've just had a flashback. You haven't done this at Glastonbury, have you?
No.
No, okay. I'm standing with Chido Govera from Zimbabwe. I believe you're speaking on Saturday. What about?
My personal story and the work that I'm doing in Zim with orphans all over Africa, training mushroom farming, but all coming from the basis that people need to learn to do what they can with what they have. And everyone can contribute to making the change that we want to see in Africa.
How rewarding is this for the orphans themselves? What do they learn from growing mushrooms?
So firstly, they learn to provide for their own food. A very personal encounter, I was out of school at the age of 9, and I learned to grow mushrooms at 11. I was able to feed my little brother, my grandmother, and now I'm passing that knowledge to other people.
What inside you made you think, actually, I won't sit on my secrets and create a big pile of money and an empire. I want to inspire and share.
Actually, it was funny because I went out of school when I was 9 and then I went back when I was 16, thinking about what is happening to other orphans. At 20, I went out of school. I said, no more. I want to actually do something and change lives and stop other young orphans from getting into trouble.
Wow. Who inspires you?
I have an adopted father who's a very good mentor. He really believes in me, and that's the kind of thing that I really hope to cultivate within all the people that I reach out to actually go to the orphans and say, you can change it, and to give them that power so that they know they can change it for themselves, but they also know they can change it for other people.
There must be an amazing sense of community as well.
Yeah, actually, for me, the most important thing is to actually start redefining family, because for these orphans, that's the most important thing. They need to learn to redefine family, you know, stuck in the old thoughts of family and that it has to be by blood, but it has to be something that we can build together. And through redefining family, we can actually build a strong community.
I'm really looking forward to hearing the full story when you talk here at the lectures. It's fascinating. Is there an online resource for somebody listening to this where they can find out more about what you do?
I have written a biography about myself, A Future of Hope.
Focusing on the good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you made it here. There is a completely separate, very exciting story about how lots of people here rallied around to get you the visa and put pressure on so that you could actually come over here. So welcome. Thank you for coming here and look forward to speaking more later.
Thank you.